Tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?
In our last segment, we explained from the Bible that there is another Jewish Holocaust just ahead. And now for another Jewish Holocaust, part two. In another Jewish Holocaust ahead, part one, we talked about the prophecy of Jesus in which he foretold the coming slaughter of Jews of Judea. Don't forget, Judea is the West Bank where 365,000 Jews presently live. However, it will be made into a Palestinian state when the Palestinian-Israeli peace agreement is achieved. We want to put all of this into perspective. Where are we in all of this on God's timeline? What events are prophesied to happen over the next few years? And how soon could this prophesied Jewish Holocaust occur? In Matthew 24, verse 15 through 21, Jesus foretold the terrible Holocaust of Jews that will soon take place. This prophesied Jewish slaughter will occur 3.5 years after the peace agreement is signed between Israel and the Palestinians. Many people believe time is running out for peace in the Middle East. The Palestinians have now asked the United Nations to impose a peace agreement upon Israel. On December 30th, 2014, Mahmoud Abbas asked the UN Security Council to adopt a resolution calling on Israel to withdraw to pre-1967 borders by December 31st, 2017. However, the resolution failed to pass by one vote. Eight nations voted in favor, two opposed, and five abstained. Nine yes votes were required for the resolution to succeed. I want you to see for yourself the prophecy foretelling the coming Holocaust. In Matthew 24, 15 through 21, we read what Jesus said. Here it is. When you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. The bad news is that another Jewish Holocaust is coming. It's prophesied in the Bible, and the prophecies always come to pass. The good news is there's a way for the Jews to escape the coming slaughter. Jesus gave this warning specifically so that those who would listen could escape. We here at End Time Ministries intend to do everything within our power to make sure that every Jew living in Judea hears the warning of Jesus loud and clear. It will then be up to each person to listen and escape. Those who refuse to believe the warning are the ones who will be slaughtered. Jesus clearly stated in the prophecy that the coming persecution would be triggered by an event called the abomination of desolation. In order for all of us to know when the abomination of desolation will occur, let's look at the future timeline of events as prophesied in Scripture. This is a simple timeline of the final 7 years. The final 7 years will begin with the Middle East peace agreement, the one they're working on right now. We don't know yet exactly when the agreement will be signed, but whenever it is, that will start the final 7 years. 3.5 years later, the abomination of desolation will occur. The abomination will begin the time of great tribulation that we've already read about in the prophecy of Jesus. That's when the Jews living in Judea will have to run for their lives. This event begins the 3.5 years of the Great Tribulation, culminating with the Battle of Armageddon. It's at Armageddon that Jesus Christ returns to this earth, puts down the governments of men. That's when we will crown him King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and his 1,000-year reign of peace on earth will begin. Another thing we need to know about this timeline: where are we right now? We know the final 7 years has not yet begun. However, it appears we are now right before the time of that final 7 years beginning. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry set a goal for a peace agreement to be achieved by April 29th of 2014. Kerry worked feverishly for 9 months attempting to find a formula that both sides could agree on. 1 week before the deadline, the peace talks fell apart. Kerry's deadline was missed. However, the Israelis know they must reach a peace agreement soon, or else the international community will try to impose an agreement upon them. Already, the European Union is starting to boycott products produced in Israel in an attempt to force Israel to withdraw from Judea. I want to pause for a moment to share with you End Times' plan to warn the Jews living in Judea. I also want to ask you to help us warn them. We need your help. Remember, this coming Jewish Holocaust could happen as soon as 4 years from right now. We're going to have to work with all of our might between now and then to make sure we effectively reach every single Jew with the warning of Jesus in Matthew 24. We need to not only reach the Jews of Judea, but there are also 1.6 million Jews presently living in Europe where the Antichrist will have his power base. Every one of them will need to escape before the Great Tribulation begins. Once the Antichrist is in full, undisputed control, it will be too late for the Jews to escape from his clutches. Antisemitism in Europe has risen dramatically over the last year. One Jewish rabbi said that it's 1938 all over again. He said the same persecution of Jews that marked the rise of Adolf Hitler is now occurring again. At one recent anti-Jewish demonstration, the demonstrators chanted, "All Jews must die," and "Hamas, Hamas, Jews to the gas." As you can see, we have our hands full if we are going to warn and rescue the Jews before it is too late. We have estimated that it will take at least $1,000 per person to help the Jews to escape from Europe and from other parts of the world where the Antichrist will be in control. If we calculate plane fare, a month's rent, food, and some clothing, it will probably be more than that. To rescue 100,000 Jews at just $1,000 apiece will require $100 million. End Time Ministries has started a new fund called Another Jewish Holocaust Fund. We are believing God that he will help us to have the resources to help the Jewish people when they will need it the most. I know that $100 million is a lot of money, but the need is absolutely critical. If God has blessed you so that you can contribute to this vital cause, please make the most generous contribution possible to the Another Jewish Holocaust Fund. No gift will be too small or too great for this desperate need. Many may only be able to contribute $100 or even $25. It all adds up. On the other hand, some may be able to give $1,000, $10,000, $100,000, or even $1 million. Please listen to God's voice and do whatever he lays on your heart. To donate to what I believe is the most critical need on earth today, simply call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. Or you can donate online at endtime.com. Let's go back to our timeline now. Let's look at some more of the details. The 7 years will begin with the Middle East Peace Agreement. That's when a Palestinian state is going to be established. many of the Jews are going to stay in their homes under the new Palestinian state. The Jews living in Judea have been a big problem in the Middle East peace talks. What do you do with these 365,000 Jews that are right now living in the territory that will become the Palestinian state? The negotiators have been wrestling with this political football for a long time. Finally, Salam Fayyad, the former prime minister of the Palestinians, said, "It's simple. The Jewish people can stay where they are. We'll respect their property rights. They can continue their businesses. They can simply live as a Jewish minority in the newly born Palestinian state." Fayyad said, "After all, we have 1.6 million Arabs living in Israel under the Israeli state, so why couldn't we have a few hundred thousand Jews living as a Jewish minority in the Palestinian state?" That's what's going to happen, because many of these Jews are saying, "We're not leaving, even if our nation withdraws from the territory of Judea. This is our promised land, and we are not leaving." Not only will there be a Palestinian state created, but also the Temple Mount is going to be placed under a sharing arrangement. Both Muslims and Jews insist the Temple Mount belongs to them. The Arabs' Dome of the Rock and the Al-Aqsa Mosque are there. To the Jews, the Temple Mount is their holiest place on earth. This is where their first temple was built. This is where their second temple stood. Now they want to build their third temple on this same site. They say to the Muslims, "You've got your first holy site in Mecca. You've got your second holy site in Medina. This is only your third holy site. We Jews don't even have our first holy site." Nevertheless, the Arabs will say, "We just can't give it up." So how will they solve this dilemma? Revelation 11, 1 through 2 specifically prophesies the Temple Mount will be shared during the Great Tribulation. In this passage, John was told to measure the temple of God and those who worship there. However, he was told to not measure the outer court of the temple because it would be controlled by the Gentiles during the final 42 months. There's already a bill in the Israeli Knesset calling for the Temple Mount to be placed under a sharing arrangement between Muslims and Jews. The bill has not yet been voted on because the Temple Mount is such an explosive issue. Under the coming agreement, the Dome of the Rock and the Al-Aqsa Mosque will not be disturbed, and the Jews will have a place to worship north of the Dome of the Rock. The Bible prophesies the Jews will build their third temple there. The temple will be completed during the first 3.5 years of the final 7-year period. The other seemingly unsolvable problem between Arabs and Jews is the status of Jerusalem. The Palestinians adamantly insist that there will be no peace agreement unless they are given East Jerusalem as their capital. Israel has stated repeatedly that Jerusalem is the eternal capital of the Jewish people and must never be divided or shared. Neither the Israelis nor the Palestinians will be willing to compromise on this critical issue. Rather than throw the entire agreement out, the negotiators are going to say, "We'd rather have half a loaf than no loaf at all. Let's go ahead and make an interim agreement and leave the Jerusalem issue until later." The Bible indicates it will be 7 years later. So Jerusalem will remain under Israel's control throughout the entire final 7-year period. Once the temple is finished, the Jewish people will resume offering animal sacrifices as they did in Old Testament times. During the first and second temple eras, they offered a sacrifice every morning and every evening. When the temple is completed, they will resume this practice once again. Halfway through the 7-year period, the Antichrist is going to stop the sacrifices and commit the abomination of desolations. Those who oppose the sacrifices will say to the Antichrist, "You're in charge here. When we put the Temple Mount under a sharing arrangement, we place the supervision of it under international control. You're the international leader of the world, so you've got to stop these barbaric sacrifices." The Bible says the Antichrist will cause the sacrifice and oblation to cease. He may say something like this: "I've taught you that though there are many different religions, we all really worship the same God. Muslims call him Allah, Jews call him Jehovah, Christians call him Jesus. Most people have come to understand that these different religions really worship the same God. They just call him by different names. Then the Antichrist will apparently take it one more step. He will probably say to all the religions of the world, "You're all looking for an anointed one. The Jews are looking for the Messiah. The Christians are looking for the second coming of Christ. The Muslims are looking for the Mahdi. The Buddhists are looking for the fifth Buddha. Just as you are worshiping the same God, you're also looking for the same anointed one to come. Because I participated in finally bringing a peace agreement between Israelis and the Palestinians, and since I facilitated the building of Israel's third temple, rumors have been circulating that perhaps I'm the promised Messiah. I haven't responded to these rumors until now, but I feel the time has come to tell you I am your Messiah. Consequently, you won't need these sacrifices anymore." The Bible says he will cause the sacrifices to stop. Furthermore, the Antichrist will say, "Not only am I the Jewish Messiah, but I'm also the second coming of Christ for the Christians. I'm the Muslim Mahdi, and I am the fifth Buddha. You're all looking for the same anointed one, and I am that one." The prophecies say that the Antichrist will stand in the temple claiming to be Messiah and God. In 2 Thessalonians chapter number 2, verse 3, this is called the revealing of the Antichrist. When the Antichrist stands on the Temple Mount, the place where God said, "I will put my name there," and claims to be God, that is the event called the abomination of desolation. That's when Jesus told the Jews of Judea, "You will have to run for your lives." When the Jews who believe the warning of Jesus run for their lives, they will escape safely. For those who did not believe the warning, the great slaughter will begin. The abomination of desolation will mark the beginning of the final 3.5 years called the Great Tribulation. It's during the final 3.5 years that the mark of the beast will be implemented. The mark of the beast will be the enforcement mechanism of the Antichrist. Everyone will have to pledge allegiance to this new world order and probably to the Antichrist himself. If you don't, he will invalidate your ID number so that you will not be able to hold a job. The Bible says that all who do not worship the Antichrist will be unable to buy or sell. Obviously, no job, no buying and selling. All of these things will culminate at the end of the 7 years with the Battle of Armageddon. It's at Armageddon that the second coming of Jesus will occur. So, what's end times plan? And what am I asking you to help us accomplish? One, we need to prepare to help the Jews when they flee from Judea at the time of the abomination of desolation. Two, the 1.6 million Jews living in Europe will also need to escape. Three, in addition to the Jews, we haven't even mentioned the fact that Bible-believing Christians who refuse to pledge allegiance to the Antichrist and his one-world government will also have to escape from the control of the Antichrist. Those who need to flee from Europe and from other parts of the world will have to do this before or during the first 3.5 years of the final 7 year period. As you can see, this effort needs to begin right now. All of this is going to require a tremendous amount of money. We've set a goal of raising $100 million for this effort. If you would like to contribute to the Another Jewish Holocaust Fund, please call us right now. The number to call is 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. Or to donate online, go to endtime.com. Please do the very best that you can. Just ahead is the Great Tribulation. Jesus said it would be a time of great tribulation such as has never been before, nor ever again shall be. I'm not telling you this might happen. I'm telling you it is absolutely going to happen. It is clearly prophesied in the Bible by Jesus Christ himself, and the prophecies always come to pass. For each $1,000 donated, we will be able to save one Jewish person from the horrors of the great tribulation that lies just ahead. So call right now. Once again, the number to call, 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. Or donate online. Go to endtime.com. The Jews gave us our Bible, and they gave us our Messiah. Now they need our help as never before. Now we come to the halfway point of the final 7 years. The abomination of desolation occurs, and the Jews have to flee for their lives. When they escape, they will look over their shoulder and see their fellow Jews who didn't believe the warning being slaughtered. They will then know it was the prophecy of Jesus that saved their lives. They're going to come to Jerusalem to our prophecy college and to the special prophecy conference. At the conference, we're going to say to them, the prophecy of Jesus just saved your physical life. Now, let us tell you about eternal life through Jesus Christ. As a result, many Jews will believe on Jesus as their Messiah. The prophecies clearly foretell there's a revival coming in which all of Israel shall be saved. That's going to happen at the time of the Battle of Armageddon. That's when Jesus comes to the Mount of Olives. The Jews rush out to meet him, and they're going to worship their Messiah. When they bow before him, they're going to notice he has nail scars in his hands and in his feet. The Bible says in Zechariah 13:6, they're going to say to him, Messiah, where did you get these wounds? And he'll say, I received these in the house of my friends. And the Jews are going to say, so you're Jesus? And he's going to say, yes, I'm Jesus. All of Israel will then turn to Jesus, repenting of their unbelief. He will forgive them. The Bible says that all of them that have survived the great tribulation and the wrath of God will then turn to Jesus en masse. However, there's another revival coming first. I believe for a long time that when the Jews flee from Judea and come to our prophecy conference, God will send a great revival that day. Then I found a scripture that substantiated what I had come to believe. Zechariah 12:7 says, the Lord also shall save the tents of Judah first. This will happen before the revival in which all of Israel is saved. The Lord also shall save the tents of Judah first, that the glory of the house of David and the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem do not magnify themselves against Judah. What's this all about? Right now in Israel, the people who live in Israel proper look down their noses at the Jews of Judea. They think they're religious extremists and irresponsible rednecks. They believe because the Jews of Judea are determined to keep their houses out there in the occupied territories, biblical Judea and Samaria, the Jews in pre-1967 Israel believe the settlers are endangering the state of Israel. They say to those living in Judea, if you would just come back into Israel proper, turning over all the land we captured in the 67 war, the world would love us. Right now, we're in danger of being marginalized and ostracized by the entire world. So the Jews that don't take God's word seriously look down their noses at the Jews living in Judea. The Jews of Judea attempted to obey God's commandment. When I bring you into the land that I promised to your father Abraham, you are to occupy the land. That's what the Jews in Judea tried to do. Now the Jews in Israel proper look down their noses at them. God said, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll send the revival to the people of Judea that tried to do my will. I'll send them the revival first. So what's going to happen? We know that a great revival took place in the city of Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost about 2,000 years ago. Does anyone believe that God could do that again? The scriptures tell us there's going to be a time of great revival right before and during the time of great tribulation. Here's the passage, Daniel 11:32 through 33. And such as do wickedly against the covenant, shall he, the Antichrist, corrupt by flatteries. But the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. And they that understand among the people shall instruct many. This scripture is the reason we named End Time 14 DVD series understanding the end time. Between End Times Jerusalem Prophecy College, our annual prophecy conference in Jerusalem, our daily television programs in Israel, and the distribution of End Time magazines to every home in Israel, we're going to do everything we possibly can to impart understanding to the Jewish people. The promised Jewish revival is in progress right now. Ezekiel 37 records a prophecy of a valley full of dry bones. God asked Ezekiel, "Can these bones live?" Ezekiel said, "I don't know, God. These bones are very dry." God said, "Ezekiel, prophesy to the bones." Ezekiel prophesied, and the bones begin to come together. This is the prophecy foretelling the end of the Jewish exile. The Jews were in exile from 70 AD until May the 14th of 1948. They were banished from their homeland and sifted through the nations for 1,878 years. Now God has miraculously brought them back to their promised land. You and I have witnessed the fulfillment of this amazing prophecy. However, the fulfillment of the prophecy is not yet complete. Ezekiel prophesied the bones came together, then muscle came on the bones. That's how it has now happened. Israel is now the mightiest military force in the Middle East. Next in the prophecy, flesh comes on the muscle. Then God said, "I will put my spirit within them." That hasn't happened yet, but it is going to happen. The Jewish revival will be completed during the final 7 years, culminating at the Battle of Armageddon. End Time Ministries, with your participation, plans to be a part of that great revival. Think of it. You and I have the privilege of participating in this prophesied revival for the end time. Help us not only to save the Jews of Judea from the coming Holocaust, but also to lead them to a full understanding of the Bible's prophecies. Please donate to another Jewish Holocaust fund. Call right now. The number to call, 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. Or go to endtime.com.